That's right. The drive is live. There it is. Tyler is excited. We're going to the game tonight, so I can tell he's getting himself juiced up. I think he probably needs to pace himself. But
got a bit of a baseball boner.
Then and again, I know he's not going to.
Nope.
Why not?
Not my style.
What, fight it? It is scheduled release day, which means the leaks are coming. And we do have several leaks. All right. So I'm a roll with John Lopez and his source. I have seen some that matches his, but according to some sources and John Lopez, what we have thus far, week one, the Rams will host your Houston Texans. Should be a afternoon game, 3:30.
They
will host. There you go, 3:25. Excuse me. They will host your Houston Texans. So a quick trip early out to L.A. potentially, and then the first primetime game, Clint, Monday Night Football. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks will come to Houston on Monday night, week two, according to these sources, and then the first divisional game at Jacksonville in week three. So, according to this, fellas, the first three games of the season, two of them are road games. Then we have week nine. The Texans will be hosting the Bills, according to these sources, on Thursday Night Football, a rematch of that that great game, probably the win of the year last year for the Texans, as they won at the buzzer on a long field goal to beat the Bills. They'll host them Thursday Night Football, according to this, and then they will play the Broncos in Week 12 and the Colts in Week 18. We will let you know more of those games, anything leaked. I do think we need to have some fun with this leakage. And I know Tyler and Cheryl will be on the leak hunt. Clint will be on the leak hunt. We'll all be on the leak hunt.
Of course.
I feel like we need to, and Cornbread already on the text on YouTube and Twitch has got the Texans 3-0 in those first three. Why not, man? Hell no. Hell, go ahead. Why not? Why not make it three? Make it four.
Yes. Hell,
you don't even need to know who week four opponent is. Make it 4-0. But I feel like we need to have some sort of a sounder, some sort of a muse, something, some song that just that Tyler just bust in out of nowhere on to just let us know that, oh, we got a new leak. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what song it is. I feel like we can brainstorm this. Something that right off the bat, in my mind, it was, move, bitch, get out the way. But that may be a little too aggressive. Maybe
move, bitch,
yeah, that may be a little, like, if he came in with that and then didn't drop the leak. But, you know, I don't want to be selfish. I feel like there could be a anything we're talking, anything going on. Tyler finds a leak. We find a leak. Bam! He goes in there, and then we jump that right in. An NFL schedule leak breaking news sounder, so to speak.
Yeah, how about Ski Ski?
Okay, that's not bad. If he just
that was a favorite of mine a couple of years ago.
Now, where does he start with? Does he start the windows, or does he just come right in? Skeet, skeet.
Yeah, it's got to be that. We're talking about leakage. There's a little play there.
You may have hit the nail on the head right there, Dirty.
I don't know. I feel like
skeet, skeet.
Yeah, there you go.
Just every time?
Yeah, I think that's it. You got to find the break in the song where it makes sense to you. That's why you make the big bucks.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
You make them. Yeah,
and drop it
on betting. Yeah,
and drop it. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think we got to find that out. Someone said freak a leak on the text line. They're coming through on what should be done here. I think it'd be a bit of a fun way.
That's the leader in the clubhouse
to have the sounder there. Yeah, why not?
I think it would be.
Yeah, why not? Can you give me a skeet skeet real quick?
Me?
Yeah.
Skeet, skeet.
Yeah, give me another one.
Skeet, skeet.
All right, I think we got another one. We got another leak.
I thought we were just practicing.
I know Tyler probably didn't have enough time to get that going. That's why I needed a...
Oh, skeet, skeet.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, according to sources, week 14, the third primetime game, Tyler Milner, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Houston Texans on Sunday Night Football, Week 14 in Arrowhead. Sunday Night Football, Week 14. That is another leak.
Now I got a baseball boner and I'm football horny.
There you go. So week 14, this thing is starting to come together a bit. Calm down. Damn it, that would have been a real good one. Had that.
That is awesome.
That skeet coming in there. But that is the latest there. So that's a big game. So that's at least three primetime games, Clint.
Yeah.
Looks like a Monday night football, Thursday night football, then Texans Chiefs, Sunday night football, week 14, according to those sources. So if this is the case, because some of the things we have to look at, you know, when the schedule drops. And that's the early part, right? Like, we see that this potentially is the Rams, right? The Rams, Bucks, and Jags. So the first two out of the gate, Clint, are two teams that were playoff teams that won their division last year. The Bucks lost at home to Washington, and then the Rams, they won against the Vikings and probably gave the Eagles its toughest game all playoff season.
Yeah.
Throughout the playoffs. Maybe Green Bay was a little tighter, but they gave them hell. You open up on the road there. That was one of the things I was going to throw out, you know, going into this was, how do you want, like, what would be the best way for this thing to start for the Texans? Would it be them having, you know, a way to kind of a favorable schedule to ease themselves into it, or just get right into it and have some of their tougher matchups right out of the way?
Yeah, no, I like the Rams right out of the gate. I think the Rams are going to be a good football team. They're definitely going to be a tough matchup.
You like
for
that
the,
one,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I like it because I want D'Amico Ryans to have an extended amount of time to prepare for Matthew Stafford and that Rams offense. Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams. You obviously know who the play caller is, the head coach is, one of the best offensive minds in the game, and Sean McVay. And so, look, I think I would rather them have the additional time to prepare, particularly on the defensive right. side of the football, for such a great quarterback play caller combo there. If I had it my way, I'd like to catch them first, right out of the gate, extra time, or on the backside of a Thursday night game, something
That's
like that,
point.
Where you got
That's
additional time to prepare. Anytime D'Amico Ryans,
a good
this
team
defense,
to load up with, yeah, you yep. have to load up in the offseason, they'll be able to game plan.
Yep.
A good team. No, I like that thought. I like that thought. Yeah.
So yeah, I like the Rams out of the gate.
Yeah, Nick Caley knows them pretty well. He'll know the players that he went up against them in practice all week long or all year long last year. And a team that you like, we watched them 2 years ago. They did joint practice, so you know this team pretty well. You know their offense, you know their system pretty well. This will be a good test. I'm not gonna lie to you. I kind of did like the thought of, hey, why don't you ease into this bad boy? Get off to a real good start.
Well, I think there's pros and cons for both.
Slip into them tight. Yeah. Maybe to lead that sucker off.
It would have been nice to jump out to a 3-0 record and not have really faced any powerhouses, but you're going to face two playoff teams right out of the gate.
Yeah.
How good do you think the Rams are?
They're pretty good. They were pretty good last year, and they add Devontae Adams. And their defensive line, that's going to be a real good test. Their defensive line, they went really young, and when they had to go ahead and move on with life without Aaron Donald, they got really, really young guys.
Two Florida State kids.
Yeah, those Florida State kids. I know the guy you really loved last year. And they really came on late. If you remember that playoff game, Sam Darnold they had a sack, fumble for a touchdown. They were all on his ass. They may have 7-8 sacks in that game. So this will be a great test, Clint, right off the bat for that offensive line, right? And then the Bucks at home Monday Night Football. So listen, you're jumping out against two teams that expect to be postseason level teams like you.
Well, I think the big thing with those two teams, I'm gonna go Rams and Bucks here, is as a Texans fan, the one thing's blatantly obvious is this is going to be a defensive-led football team. This is going to be one of the top three defenses in the NFL. And we're going to find out. We've talked about how great this secondary is. We've talked about Derek Stingley got paid. Obviously, Kamari Lassiter and how he jumped on the scene last year with Kalen Bullock at the safety position. Jimmy Ward, whether he's completely healthy and ready to rock and roll – out of the gate, I guess we'll see about that. I think jury's still out on that. We'll see. Petrie will be back and ready to rock and roll. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is in-house. That secondary is viewed as potentially one of the best in football. You're going to find out. Like I said, Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams with what's my memo quarterback's name? I'm not imagining, like Rams quarterback.
Oh, Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford pulled on the ones and twos, and then Baker Mayfield, his gunslinging ass with Reed, and they took the kid out of Ohio State in the first round of the draft this year. I mean, they're going to get tested. They're going to get tested with some real weapons, with quarterbacks that can push the ball down the field, and we'll see what this defense is all about immediately.
Yeah. No, we will. And the O-line.
The O-line. Absolutely. Good point.
Yeah, the O-line.
First and foremost, the O-line.
That group, that's going to be the number one thing we're talking about. How about that, Clint? So three as of now that we know primetime games.
What was that, Chiefs Sunday night?
Yep, Sunday night game. You got one? Man, you just wanted to play.
Well, for the three prime times.
Oh, that was three.
That was my celebratory skeet.
I love
skeet.
Tyler's got an itchy trigger finger back there. I thought we had a new game. Tyler had a new game. No, Sunday night football. This one is the latest one to be announced. The Chiefs will week 14 will take on the Texans, to host the Texans at Arrowhead, a rematch of the divisional round playoff game last year. Also, as we talked about, that second game of the year, Monday Night Football, the Bucs will host or will come to town here to Houston to take on the Texans. And then week 9 against the Buffalo Bills, Thursday Night Football. And we talked about it, Clint. You see it, the quarterback matchups, right? This is CJ versus Baker and a playoff team from last year, two playoff teams from last year, teams that people expect to be good. Josh Allen versus C.J. Stroud, Thursday night football, and then the Chiefs and the Texans. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and C.J. Stroud. Those are quarterback games. And by the way, like I said, the Texans will be hosting Buffalo on Thursday night football, so it should be fun. Two of the three at home, two of the three primetime games at home. Now, I wonder, they may get a couple more. Make it a couple more.
Well, I mean, we got seven games announced. You got 10 more games to be announced. You got to believe at this rate.
Still, Baltimore is out there, which could be a game that people have intrigue on. So,
you could get to 4 or 5 easy, and they could blow my 3 out of the water fairly quickly.
Yeah, you said it there. I'm glad. I was wondering how the league would look at them. By the way, I do think. We do need to address this, Tyler. So where is the curse going to move its way to?
The show curse? I know that's bending.
This is how people refer to it. I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in that. Like, I don't. I know you're going to go to a road game as you go to a road game each and every year. I do think, however, it is coincidence that you went to a road game in Denver and they lost. And then you went to a road game in Carolina in a game they had no business losing.
Yeah, that was painful.
They lost the worst offensive performance of the season.
Bryce Young.
And then they went to Minneapolis after a really hot off the presses the first 2 weeks and just got drilled.
Their asses kicked.
Drilled. You had to sit in there in a beautiful stadium. You had to sit and listen to that damn skull chant the entire way.
So many four-letter words.
So where is it going to be? That first one, L.A., that's not a bad one.
It's not.
Get to L.A. early.
Monday night action.
Yeah, Monday night. Well, no, that's a regular game. That's a Sunday game, 325.
Oh, I thought that one was Monday.
No, Bucks are week 2 are home. You can be there for that one. But
getting your prime times mixed up, too. That's a good problem to have,
that's
right?
That's right? Yeah. You didn't have that the other couple years ago. Just, just straight up 12 o'clock. Every last one of them. 12 o'clock. Listen.
First of all, there isn't a curse.
I agree with you. Now, I think a lot of people believe that there is and want you to stay your ass away. As I think Clint is
I'm worried about his safety.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm worried about my mental health if we don't get whatever road game I go to this year. If we don't get a win, it will start looking pretty damn bad if this happens.
No, it's not. It's not, man. It's a coincidence.
It's because of the nature of them too. Like these losses, these road games I've gone to, like you just laid out. Like it was an all out ass whooping in Minneapolis. Yeah. And the Carolina one, like that makes my stomach hurt still. That wasn't a game the Texans were supposed to lose. Not in the least bit. I think they were double-digit favorites going into that Sunday.
Well, look, I know you don't need to waste it on Jacksonville. And don't be a punk and waste it on Tennessee and just try to get a quick, easy one out there.
I don't know.
I got a good reasoning for that, though.
Tennessee's a good. Nashville's a nice town.
Oh, it's a nice town. Is
their new stadium in Tennessee opening this year?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
So it's the last year of the old one.
I'll be frank with you. I did not know they were shutting down Nissan Stadium. I did not know that until just now. I didn't know they were building a new stadium.
Big old fancy place.
How about it? How about that then? Listen, that Chiefs Week 14 one, man. Obviously I'm biased, but you got to hit Arrowhead. Ask Sean Pendergast, who enjoyed himself. Now my concerns for Tyler, Clint, is it's after Thanksgiving. And so, you know, Tyler in the cold may be a struggle mission for him. I don't know.
Oh no, that's where I thrive.
Oh, is it? I thought you didn't want to go to real cold weather.
No, I hate the heat, but the cold's all good.
I'd throw out Kansas City, man. I would throw that one out. LA's not a bad
frostbite
one.
Around that time of year in that stadium.
A little deeper. That was more of a December. That was more of a December thing.
I don't want to be leaving the game looking like Dion.
People text in, Ron, is it cold? We're moving towards December. it's probably going to be cold.
Sorry.
But it's like, you know, it's like Lambeau. You kind of want to go to Lambeau when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will throw that one out, and I'll be honest with you.
It's a good one.
I might wander and find my way there.
I'd love to go and experience it with you.
I might try to work my little magic. Maybe I could pull off some tickets.
I don't know. I think we'd have a show. I think we have a show that day.
Sunday night, we'd have one the next day. They got it.
Oh, I thought it was Monday. You're right. Sunday night.
It's under the lights too.
I think I'm gonna put up a Twitter poll for the Drive family to start voting on this away game I should go to this season.
Shoot, I'd do the show from there.